Currently, our enrollment overall is about 1,400 students. That includes part-time, full-time, and graduate students. Our full-time undergraduate student count is about 850, which is actually a 12-year high for us. Our all-time high is about 900 full-time undergraduate students. We expect to be there in about 2 years. Our goal for the year 2016 is to have about 1,700 students in total, including part-time and graduate students. It is good growth. It's growth that will not change that faculty-student relationship and that intimacy between within a learning environment for students and their faculty. Getting to a number such as 1,700 is something that we've thought through significantly. You know, we've done a great deal over the course of the last 3 years, particularly in renovating our campus. It's a beautiful campus. It is a park-like setting. It's just a wonderful living and learning community. Most of our buildings were constructed between 1960 and 1970 after moving from the downtown location. And therefore, we spent a lot of energy and effort over the course of the last few years updating classrooms, bringing on new technology, and providing for better living spaces for students within our residence hall. So our focus has really been to upgrade what we currently have and not necessarily to build new. Having said that, just 2 years ago, we did acquire a building on the front of the campus, which is dedicated to service for adult students.
What is the financial ground of Rockford College in 2012?
This is my fifth year at Rockford College. Times have truly changed at Rockford College. I have to be careful when I use these words because my new academic vice president is a former research scientist with NASA. Good financial management is not rocket science. It basically means that you live within your means. It's like balancing your checking account for your personal life. Live within your means. And at every opportunity you can, you want to increase your assets and decrease your liabilities. We've been doing all of that. The most important factor when it comes to our success over the last few years, and candidly, we have had 6 years in a row of having positive operating results. So the college has done really, really well financially. The key to that is making sure that we tell our story, that we let people know what is available at Rockford College, what the benefits are, so that there is a desire for a Rockford College education throughout the world.
When you mentioned about distinguishing Rockford College, I mean, has that discussion gone anywhere about changing it to university?
The conversation is indeed underway. I think that in the course of this academic year, that will come to fruition, whether we decide to change or not change. But one of the things that brought forward the need to have the conversation is that there is some confusion within our market here as to what the distinction is between Rockford College and Rock Valley College and Rockford Career College. I can tell you some very humorous stories about the mail that we receive and the inquiries that we have, but you can just imagine what those might be. Secondly, as we put into place a desire to increase the international population at the college, you have to understand that in other countries, the word college, depending upon the country you're in, either means high school or a two-year college.
What would that take? I mean, is that, if it was decided just to bring up the discussion, is that something that could be done completely internally? Is that something that maybe you would survey alumni or current students?
There has been a lot of work that's taken place to try to understand whether this is a good move or not for Rockford College. Clearly, One of the things that is important is, what does it mean to be a university? What would our structure look like? Would there be colleges or schools of different disciplines? How would we retain our liberal arts mission? Those conversations have been ongoing. Secondly, as the president and steward of Rockford College, it is critical that I make sure that I understand the will of all of our constituency groups. Talking to faculty, talking to staff, getting their opinions, talking to students. We have 14,500 alumni. I want to make sure that they have an opportunity to weigh in on this important discussion. Those conversations, those opportunities have also been ongoing. And then lastly, as we think about a change, what does it mean in terms of our marketing strategy? What does it mean in terms of cost for changing signage and those kinds of things? So it's a major, major initiative. It's not one that I take lightly. And for the last year, probably year and a half, we've been doing great due diligence to make sure that we make we understand the consequences and make the right decision based on the information that we receive.